Justin, you may not be aware of this, but it's an annual time of year where all of the Midwest stops and recognizes Biscuit the dog's birthday. Do you know about this?
I saw it all on Instagram yesterday.
Did you see the Wikipedia page, Biscuit's Wikipedia page?
I haven't
page?
Seen that, no.
Sandberg, this is your sister's dog.
Correct.
Biscuit.
Biscuit, he's a mini English bulldog.
Oh, I thought he's a pit bull.
No, but you said that last year, too. Mm. So it must be.
Well, let's keep it going. I'll say it next year.
Chubby pit bull, yeah.
Yeah.
Cute dog.
So the boxer, Biscuit.
The bulldog, Biscuit.
What was it, bulldog?
The bulldog.
Are you sure this dog's not a pit bull?
I'm sure.
Has a birthday party.
Yes. And he, last year, if you recall, he's born on August 7th. And he turned 7, so it was his golden birthday.
Oh,
so there was a big bash, okay?
Okay, right.
My sister, Biscuit's her number one baby.
Then, and that's great. Who got invited to the party? Was David Kaplan there in a white dinner jacket?
David Kaplan was not there. There was about 50 people and about 20 dogs and some kids. Pete Zimmerman was
invited. How do you do 20 dogs together without them tearing each other apart?
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I mean, there were a few people who said they didn't bring their dogs because their dogs don't get along with dogs. But this year, back in April, Biscuit was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So he's not a candidate for surgery, so they're doing all these alternative methods. So this year's birthday, now there was an eighth bash for his eighth birthday that probably wouldn't have taken place quite as large had he not been had the diagnosis.
That's right.
So,
well, he must be doing pretty well.
He's hanging in there. Yeah, he's doing a lot of those CDC oils and whatnot and in an anti-cancer diet. So he's doing good. He was in the mood for a party. It was fiesta themed. There was a taco.
How do you know when a dog's in the mood for a party?
I don't know, Pete.
Just
you were
a
there.
Feel.
Could you see? He did.
Pete, how did you score an invitation to this?
I'm one of the movers and shakers in the community.
I mean, clearly, it's Pete Zimmerman who was at this party. Would you agree it was festive and canine-like?
It was. It was very festive. There were tons of dogs, tons of kids. The dogs had sombreros.
Yeah, all the dogs had sombreros
that they wore.
All the dogs got swag bags, but none of the people did. So there was.
Do you have to bring a dog a gift?
We did, but I do know some of the gifts, she's going to let Biscuit choose which ones he wants to keep, and then they're going to donate the other ones to Live Like Rue, which is a foundation that helps dogs that are sick.
Is he registered? I mean, I know he's registered. He's a dog.
Right.
You mean like a Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yes, or PetSmart.
I was going to say, is there competition? Yeah. I would want my gift to be accepted by Biscuit. I don't want him to go back, so I'd be like, well, what does Biscuit like? What's a food eat? So that he chooses my gift.
So he chooses your gift, yeah. Well, Biscuit tends to be a hoarder, so he might have a difficult time giving a few up, but...
Can you get this? As spoiled as this dog is, what can you get this dog that he doesn't already have?
It's
money?
Tough. But one girl that was there that she's Katie's friends with, Jenny, her dog just passed away this year, Bear.
Okay.
And so she brought Bear's last toy that she didn't want to give up, but she decided, so it was like there was crying. So it was pretty emotional. We all had to sing happy birthday. Pete was there for that. There's a photo gallery at WGMRadio.com.
How long does a dog birthday party go on?
We were there from 1 to 3:30, and we left, and there was still about 30 people there. So, there was margaritas and Corona. And speaking of Corona,
I understand, Pete. There was a beer incident, and not a band I was in at Lollapalooza.
There was a beer incident.
All right, so the beer is in the refrigerator, and you did what? You opened the door and started throwing bottles against the wall?
Well, no, as Mary knows, I wouldn't call myself the life of a party. I kind of walk in.
Are you uncomfortable around strangers?
Kind of,
okay.
Yeah. Right. And I don't know anybody at this party save for Mary's family.
How about the dogs? Did you know any of the dogs?
I knew Biscuit. That's
okay.
It.
All right.
So I'm going into this a little
I think it's
nervous.
Safe to say Pete would love to attend a party and have people say, was Pete even there? And he'd say, that was a great accomplishment.
You'd like not to be noticed.
Not
exactly.
Did you bring the dogs?
No, our dogs are crazy.
Did you bring eggplant?
I did not bring eggplant.
Okay.
So, I'm coming into this thing very nervous. I open the door. I'm kind of sweating. Not my best look. You know?
Are you sweating because you're going to the party?
Yeah, because I'm nervous. Because I don't know anybody. And I kind of I'm peering around. I don't really see anybody. I'm like, I see.
So nobody knows you. You're coming sweating. You look like a stalker.
Right, yeah.
I saw you at a party?
Yeah.
Was it a dog park? Someone told me about a party?
All right, so you come in. What happened?
So I see Mary. I say hi. I say hi to Katie. But they're all busy, you know. Mm-hmm. So then, like, they all leave, and then I'm just standing there. I'm like, oh man, what am I? Oh,
you didn't drag your wife along.
No, she was actually working. I took some time off.
Cool move by her.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So I'm like, all right, well, here's a bunch of, cups and things are out. I'm going to go grab a beer, look like I'm,
Yeah. And you got something to hold in your hand.
Like normal. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yes,
it's
exactly.
Easier that way, right?
Yeah. So Katie, Mary's sister, tells me that the beer is like in this fridge down the way, and it's like a counter fridge. It's not like
This is the party room in her building, so it's
so
not
this is like a mini college fridge kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a little prettier than like that, but yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Condo mini fridge.
So Coronas. I'm like, oh, this is great. I have a Corona
Light. She was worried about people's caloric
intake. Calm my nerves. So I like bend over. I open up the door and grab a Corona, and 50 Coronas come sliding out of the fridge.
So you created like a Corona avalanche.
What happened?
Yeah. They were
onto travertine tile.
They were in this.
They were stacked.
They were stacked, and they all rolled out.
And they all rolled out and broke.
Really?
Oh, they broke?
Glass breaking.
It
glass
was broke. 50 people, and they're all dog people, and they all talk loud. It was the loudest party I've ever been to. The second all this crashing happened, silent.
You could hear a pin drop.
And Pete's right there in the middle of the room, and he's like...
It was like a cartoon.
Did you go, hi, I'm Pete?
I didn't get a chance to say hi to everybody. Pay attention to me. What about the dogs getting into the broken glass?
There was let's keep the babies away from the glass, and babies. So they did all that. Gosh. And then to my sister's credit, she's like, that's Dad's fault. He put them in the wrong way. So she blamed my father, but still Pete's on his hands and knees. There's a picture of him cleaning up glass and beer.
It was a good way to avoid people for an hour. I just pretended like I was cleaning up the...
So everybody knew who Pete was then.
Yeah, everyone knew. And then he made an announcement to me. He said, I will never open a refrigerator at the party. Molly's going to always have to get me a drink. So
awesome. How long did it take to clean this mess up?
15, 20 minutes.
No, you got to pick up the glass, and then the maintenance guy for the building had to come up and do a sweep because the dog.
Ooh, I bet he loved you.
Everybody had to go out onto the street and come back in. Yeah. Right, there's a whole thing.
And then here's the awkward part, right? Because you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to be noticed. Now you're noticed by everybody. But now for the rest of the party, people are coming up to you and telling you it's okay. It could have happened to anybody.
That's true, anybody.
So I think the takeaway from this party was the fact that the sweat was probably right.
We should have been nervous.
We should have been nervous because you knew something was going to go wrong.
Yeah, it was.
Are you sure it didn't go this way? He opens and goes, where's the damn beer?
Is this going to be one of those stories where we see a different point of view?
Right. Is there security camera footage of this?
There probably is because everything was being filmed. Super Joe told me in the office this morning because I was telling him the story, and he said, if that happened to him, he would have left. He would have left immediately.
Yeah. Wow. Super Joe, you just would have walked out? Just turned around and walked out.
Peace.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
I didn't do it. Never to be seen again.
You would have just dropped out of society. Hey, gone party.
My gift's on the table. Hey, Mom, is that you? You're in the hospital? Gotta go.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah. Well, I can do a mini text question out of this. The worst thing to happen to me at a party was.
Yeah, there you go.
312-981-72. Well, Pete, I'm sorry that happened to you. Pause. Could happen to anybody. Pause. Okay. Let's take a break. Come back with the headlines in a moment at 720 WGN. And happy birthday, Biscuit. What?